Documents obtained by the ABC reveal allegations that mining company Link Energy concealed a series of dangerous incidents at its coal gasification plant in southern Queensland, with claims that workers suffered from health problems such as headaches, blurred vision and respiratory ailments. Search warrants and other documents filed in the Brisbane Supreme Court allege a series of unreported incidents at the pilot plant, which have been unearthed as part of a major government investigation. Some of the incidents include allegations of leaks of toxic gas into the air and groundwater, and an underground fire, with staff gagged by the company from blowing the whistle. Mark Willacy has this exclusive report.
One became known by the seemingly harmless name of Mr. Bubbles. Another was nicknamed Puffing Billy. But Puffing Billy was in fact a monitoring well at Link Energy's underground coal gasification plant near Chinchilla. So named because, as prosecutors claim, it repeatedly leaked syngas, the potentially toxic gas produced by the company's ignition of the underground coal seam. Gas that was never meant to escape, but rather to be safely turned into fuel, fertiliser or chemical products. According to documents filed in the Supreme Court, in 2010, bubbles could be seen penetrating the surface of the ground at the Link plant. The source was identified by Link staff to be toxic carbon monoxide. The area would become known as Mr. Bubbles. By late 2013, the Environment Department had received so many serious allegations about Link Energy's operations, it obtained search warrants and raided the company's Brisbane HQ and its Hopeland plant.
We're at 32 Edwards Street in Brisbane City. We're about to execute a search warrant at Link Energy.
Link Energy denies the allegations, describing them as misguided. But what the department says it found was not just a range of alleged serious incidents, including gas leaks and health complaints, but also failures to report problems. Here's just one example.
On the 1st of December 2007, a fire occurred within the chamber of gasifier 2 due to a clog in the line from a build-up of coal tar. Link increased the hydrostatic pressure to 60 bar, whereas hydrostatic pressure at the Link site is usually maintained at 7 to 10 bar, to unclog the line. As a result of the pressure, the casing of the wells started to crack, the overburden cracked, and the syngas started to escape to the surface.
It's claimed this incident, like others at the underground coal gasification plant, was not reported to the government as required by law. Other things at the plant were also allegedly kept in-house, like the health complaints of the staff, with claims that their exposure to offensive odours led to bleeding noses, dizziness, nausea and vomiting, headaches, blurred vision and respiratory ailments. Link Energy says it's had no complaints from workers about ill health since it brought in a new health and safety monitoring program 7 years ago. But there's a reason none of the workers is speaking out publicly, and it's outlined in the court documents.
Link has caused each of its staff to sign a confidentiality agreement so as to prevent disclosure of the matters referred to in these particulars.
The documents also allege high levels of benzene, a known human carcinogen, were found in nearby groundwater wells. The levels were 60 times what's considered safe for the protection of aquatic species. The court documents spell out alleged attempts to cover up problems, describing one government inspection in 2012 when Link Energy
caused staff to reduce pressure in gasifier 4 to approximately one-third of normal operational pressure so as to conceal any leakage.
But now the company is accusing the Environment Department of concealing information, telling the ABC its attempts to communicate with the government about various matters, including those raised, have received no response.
Mark Willacy reporting. And in a statement to the ABC, Link Energy says it has always made timely notification to the department on its groundwater results, and it's denied it's caused syngas to leak. But Link has confirmed it does require staff to sign confidentiality agreements in line with industry practice to protect the company's intellectual property.